Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. This week on The Conversation, we're going to talk about something that Pearl Jam did, the high price of tickets to go see concerts anymore, and what I know Tammy's thinking right now, if she heard me saying this. Also, we're going to talk about my thoughts on the team moving forward, the Manchester United into the preseason that they had into the Premier League, and also my thoughts on this country and where it's going and some stuff that's gone on recently. That and more of the conversation starts now. Proverbs 30:10-14. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that cursed their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome. Kind of long scripture verse, but remember, I support God and I support guns, and you don't have to listen to me. I don't support Penelope Cruz and her rhetoric about supporting Hamas and all these terrorists, but I will go off on anyone that thinks that you should take Al Sharpton off the air or Chris Matthews off the air. They have the right to speak their mind. You may not agree with Whoopi Goldberg, but she has the right to say what she wants to on the radio. I used to listen to her all the time back on the light in Chicago. When I was in Chicago, I turned her on all the time. I didn't necessarily agree with everything she said, but I listened to her. You know? People have the right to say what they want. First, I want to get into Pearl Jam, one of my favorite bands. Politically, I don't agree with them, you know, because Eddie Vedder is really anti-gun 100%. But they did a thing where they sued Ticketmaster to try to get competition for tickets. Now, at some places, you can find for 30 cents more or 40 cents more, you can get this first aid travel kit by Z Medical Inc., Irvine, California. And you can buy this thing at Walmart for $5. At Meijer, it might be $5.25, or it might be $4.89. It might be cheaper. You never know. I don't think someone... I'd be kind of mad if you went to a concert. What'd you pay for your ticket for the show? You got them for $30, but man, we paid $60. I mean, they had a sale or whatever. Tickets, I think, for a concert are going to be the same price. So I don't think there's a way that you can get a ticket for a concert from, let's say, Live Nation selling them and Ticketmaster selling them. One will sell them over the other. You'll have a choice that way, but, you know. And, like, Amy would know this, and she gets tired of me saying this. Here we go again. I never paid more than $29 to see Jerry Garcia. Well, I didn't. I never paid more than $29. The only band that really... I saw the Eagles recently with Tammy, and that was one of the greatest nights of my life. Just in terms of... I paid a little bit more than I would like to have seen the Eagles, but they were on my bucket list. And the reason why it was a great night was because I was with a great friend. And also, they were out there they were not taking nothing for granted. Every song they played was like they were playing it for the first time. They looked like they were on cloud nine the whole concert. They, I mean, there's times where you'll see a band and they're just going through the motion and they have maybe six songs or a blacklist songs and, you know, play the serving night. Here we go again. Okay. Here we go. We got to play Hotel California again. You know, it's like, you know, this song was written in 1975 and, you know, we were just lost and didn't know where to go. And, you know, we're at this place in this hotel in California and it just started to train on and, you know, and they were just as excited to be there as I was. And they were on stage. And that you can tell when a band is when just they're going through the motions. And you can tell when that band is up there in awe being able to play. Like, look at this place. Baker's Light Field House for the Pacers play. This place is packed. And their energy transferred to the audience, and our energy transferred back. It was incredible. A lot of money. I want to, you know, I belong to, there's a great app, and I really recommend it if you're a music freak like I am. It's called Bands in Town. And you, it's an app you download on your phone, and what the app does is you put in, like, your favorite music. Like, okay, I have, like, Fish, The Grateful Dead, Pearl Jam, Rush, you know, like, Widespread Panic, you, like, Leftover Salmon, You're the Mountain Spring Band, you name it, you know, Foreplay, Tony James, Bob James, you know, and it'll say, okay, since you like Bob James, you know, this guy is coming to town. Or, you know, you have String Cheese Incident, would you like to see Government Mule? Well, I didn't have them listed, but, you know, it brings up bands in that might be coming close to your area that's in that type of genre, where it's like jazz or reggae. Since you like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh is coming. And I got a thing that tomorrow night at the Horseshoe Casino near Hammond, Indiana, which is near Gary, near Chicago, Boney James is coming. I'm like, yes, I'd love to see him. Like $50 for the cheap seats, $80 for really good seats. So I'm like, that's way too much money. And plus, I'd be going by myself. And, you know, a movie's great to go see, but if you're by yourself, it's not. It's just not the same, you know. And me and my girl are going to the Michigan race next weekend, so I'm going to save my money, and we're going to have a great time then. So I don't know. I'm just getting, even if I had money, I'd still be going to Goodwill complaining about stuff. You know, you want how much for this table? Nah, forget it. You know, I got a pair of ice skates for $4 there. I waited for the half-off sale, you know. And hopefully, since I go to Kalamazoo a lot, I'll be able to use them some. But I'm one of those people that I'm cheap. You know. I wear some Banana Republic stuff and things, but I always use a 40% off coupon. I actually got, one time I got two pairs of pants and like a wool like dress coat, and I got 40% off the two pairs of pants. The wool long coat was like 30% off, and then I opened up the charge card and got 15% off of that total purchase, and I paid it off on one thing, so I had no interest, so. But I'm just, I may wear some nice things, but I always try to get them for as cheap as possible. And that's just me. I just had to vent, because, you know, when like, Crisp Budai came, and I'm like, oh, he's coming in the office, oh, I'd love to see him, because one of my friends was begging him, she was going to go see him. I'm like, someone else likes that trumpeter? Huh. I got into a lot of his music just because I had a Jazzin CD my buddy gave me, Craig Baller from Texas. Because if you ever belong to Jazzin Magazine, which I used to because I like jazz, they give you like a monthly CD and it has a bunch of artists and you can see what you like and don't like. And it had his Regroovable on there. Look it up on YouTube, Regroovable by Chris Buddy. Oh, it's great. So I thought that's how all his music was like. And then when you get, when you hear like Midnight Without You and stuff, and he's really an accomplished. He's probably best known for playing with Paul Simon, but that's one of those things that's, how I got frustrated when I wanted to go see him, and he was like $70 for like tickets. And it's like, nah. Because Toby Mac came here. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to see Toby Mac, and found out. Let me see here. Toby Mac. $70. No way. I got to see David Crowder Band, and I paid, I think, $20 for tickets. And he still came. Him and Gnorr and Chris Augustine came, and they had pre-balls RVs. If you don't know what a pre-balls RV is, it's what the bands and my movie stars own, and they're like $2.5 million, $1 million and up. I know all about them because my dad's company built a suspension for them, so I know how much those things cost. And not that I don't, when you're a Christian band, I was expecting them to come in with a rusted out U-Haul, you know, and a van with all this stuff, working in a soup kitchen during the day, playing music at night, praising the gospel. It was a great concert. David Crowder Band. David Crowder in general, if you get to see him, he's worth it. So, he is awesome. But, it's $20. And look at how he's living. He has more money than he knows what to do with, and he's $20 tickets. Why do you need $70 tickets? That's the end of that. I'm done with that rant, but I just get frustrated when I never pay $29 or more to see Jerry Garcia and some of these bands that are like one-hit wonders, in my opinion. They want like $50, $60. But now on to what I've been waiting to say all day. For all the fans out there, we're back! That's right. Ben DeGaulle was the choice. We gambled on David Moyse, and unfortunately it didn't work. But Ben DeGaulle, amazing. Preseason, incredible. And he I think the players are swallowing his philosophy, and his philosophy is working. And he is not, I'm not sitting there going, why is he's a striker. Why is he playing a defensive position? What the, I'm not, like on David Moyse, all the time, like, why in the heck is he in a defensive position? He's a striker. He needs to be in the midfield. And I'm not doing that. Now, how long we keep Ben DeGaulle, you know, is it going to be something where he'll be there 4 years, 3 years? I don't know, but, you know, he's a good fit for us. And I'm loving it. But I did still wear my Manchester jerseys and stuff last year. I went to, because there's a girl, Dana, that works at Starbucks, and I always give her a hard time because she, you know, likes not Manchester United. She likes Austin Dingus, which isn't bad, you know. If you like Liverpool or Chelsea or anything else, it's not bad. We always go on each other and give each other a hard time. And she goes, I just feel so bad. And I'm like, what? She goes, you need to relish in today, right now. She goes, I got to see Manchester United play back in the day when, you know, David Beckham was there and stuff. And I never really, I was like, yeah, I got, you know. But now when you think about it, like, wow, the players I got to see, you know. And I'm like, that's how I feel, you know. I mean, you got to relish. You know, she's someone that doesn't take life for granted. And you can't take life for granted. No, you can't. And David Moyse, we took for granted that we were in this powerhouse team that couldn't, you know, okay, this is the first time anyone has scored at Old Trafford in 40 games. And David Moyse was a wake-up call that we're not perfect. No minutes. And that's kind of where I tell people, like, just because Detroit Tigers aren't doing that super great of a season this year doesn't mean I don't stand behind them. The only way I would not stand behind Manchester United is if they did something that was like, you know, like support North Korea or something that makes no sense. You know, did something so politically out of whack that, you know, I support the team per se, but I just don't support their opinion or what they've done, you know. And that's kind of like where I'm leading into my next section because, you know, I think Manchester United is going in the right direction. I think they're going to be decent this year. I don't expect them to win the title in the Premier League and get back into the Champions League for next year and all this. You know, I expect them second or third, you know. If they win, they win. I actually liked somewhat last year because it wasn't like, okay, how much is Manchester United going to win by? You didn't know. It was exciting. It was neat to see some other teams that were having some success. Because I'm always an underdog person. You know, I'm always for that guy in NASCAR or any car. That's the underdog. I mean, granted, I love Paul Dana. He's not around anymore. You know, Greg Moore. I thought he was going to really do something in IndyCar. And before he had the opportunity to really show his full talents, he was killed in a car crash at the California Speedway. And I've always, I mean, anyone can root for Jimmy Johnson, but where's the person rooting for Trevor Bayne or the Mark Martins of the world that are I call them the Mark Martins of the world, but like the Brian Bickers and stuff that are, he's my driver, and he's a good, you know, that they're not necessarily the guy that has the 75 wins, you know. But I told a guy, Malcolm, at work this, and this is where I kind of think this country needs to go. I said, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor either. We're in the kitchen. But take an x-ray. What are you going to tell me about an x-ray? Well, I bet you my cousin, Larry Chabot, who's a dentist, might know more about this than me, but I guarantee you if I look at an x-ray, I won't be able to tell if it's a man or a woman. I won't be able to tell if it's black or white or if it's Asian. Because we're not. We're humans. They've actually done DNA research, and what they found is you were either a Native American, an Asian, a European, or African. Those are the four categories that they've been able to discern through DNA that we are. So either you're a Native American, you're an Asian, you're an African American, or you're European, and that's it. So technically, like if you're Scottish, more likely you're European. If you're French, you're European. England, you're European. And that's what we need to get to. You know, I don't disagree. I do disagree with what Penelope Cruz said about Hamas. Okay? You got to understand something. Israel is the only state in that region that will not burn the American flag that stands with America. Hamas doesn't stand with America. And Penelope Cruz supports Hamas. Let her have her opinion. I will tear apart anyone that tries to take her off the air and keep her from her political view. Al Sharpton, I want him to be on the TV. I want Chris Matthews. I want MSNBC and CNN and Headline News. I want their opinion held. Piers Morgan had his opinion held, and look at how far it went. Because most people may be against guns per se, but they don't want to. I have friends that will never own a gun, but they don't want me to keep me from being able to carry my gun. You know, they may not agree with my political beliefs, but they don't want Fox News off the air. They don't want the Blaze to be shut down. You know, anymore, I tell people, if I bring up a story, I'm like, well, I heard this on the BBC, because if I say anything, usually, that must have been from Fox News, which I don't know how you believe that, and you must be a Republican. No, I'm a human being, a.k.a. an American. You know, we need to get past this party politics and bring together this country on our ideals and beliefs. You're a Republican and you're a Democrat, because it's not getting us anywhere. You know, when the government wins, you lose. Well, you are the government. So when you're doing a $7 trillion stimulus package, you're paying for it. Like my sister, when she went into the bank one day and was talking to her, bank, oh, thank God, yeah, we'll be able to get some health care now. She goes, who do you think is paying for this? What do you mean? This health care bill, who do you think is paying for it? Well, I never thought about that. Are you kidding me? You know, people voted and didn't know the whole story. You're starting to see what I've always been, more and more people that are saying, okay, we still have, okay, it's $3.39 for gas. Well, I thought under Obama we'd have lower gas. I thought George Bush was the problem. And you're starting to see a lot of things that are going on that almost identical in a way, and they're like, wait a minute, if it's bad, if we still have high gas prices, and it's and George Bush is in the office, then wait a minute, all this blame game is not, no, I'm against this. There's a Democrat that was on Fox News this morning that really said, I'm speaking as an American, not as a Republican or Democrat. And that's what I'm trying to get to the people, my fans, my viewers, you know. We are humans. Look at an x-ray. You, unless you're my cousin, Larry Tubell, which may know, like he might know more about dental x-rays, per se, but, you know. But x-rays in general, I couldn't tell you if you're white or black, or maybe, I'm sure a doctor that knows x-rays could probably, well, that's probably, that looks like an Asian because of the way his muscle structure is built and the bones, you know, bone structure or whatever, but the average Joe couldn't tell if you're a man or a woman or white or black because of an x-ray. And if you can't tell by that, why does it matter on the outside? You know, it doesn't matter, and it shouldn't matter. And probably one of the biggest questions that I've gotten emailed or asked is, where do we go from here? Going back to that all the time. Where do we go now? You know, you need to question with boldness. We need to get God, first of all, back in this country. You know, we need to get people standing up and saying, hey, enough is enough. I am going to verbally stand up and say, hey, you can vote with your mouth. Learn. Be informed. When you go to the voting booth, you can know, okay, well, this is what he stands for, to vote him out. Get someone else in there. And I wonder this. I love to look up how many people voted for the first time just because, you know, Obama was, oh, since Obama's going to be president, I'm going to vote. You know, I wonder how many people just came out and voted. I might have to look that up, but it's just, when you take a look at, there's so much, because one of my friends had this on Facebook, and she, how many Republicans does it take to change a light bulb? None, because they wouldn't do anything. They just sit in the dark and blame Obama. I'm like, and that this is the problem. How? I basically wrote like a paragraph that basically stated that. You know, how does that fix the problem? And that's what I tell people. I'm like, if they make a comment, if I say something and they're like, oh, you must be a Republican. I'm like, well, how does that fix the problem? I'm not. Or I'll be like, well, wow, you must be really smart. How did you know I'm a Republican? Oh, I just know. That had to be a Fox News thing. I remember there was a media research center did all these like things, like they did all these quotes from like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and all these Nancy Pelosi, and they said, who said this? And it's like, who said that they're against same sex marriage? You know, that marriage is in between a man and woman. That's probably like Sarah Palin probably say that. That was Hillary Clinton. Hillary said that? Yep, in 2000, like one or something or two, she made a comment about how marriage is about a man and a woman, but now since she wants their votes, she supports gay marriage. You know, like I tell you every week, the debt ceiling keeps rising and rising and rising. Why is that? Because Democrats and Republicans both want to cut spending. I'm not going to explain it. You just figure that one out. Figure, that's why I told this one person at work one day when they called me a Republican. I'm like, I'm not going to explain it, but just figure out this one question. Why does the debt ceiling keep rising if Republicans and Democrats both are for cutting spending? But it's just, and I was listening to Glenn Beck this morning, and things he's saying is things that I've said for a long time, and he said somewhat for a long time, you know, about we're Americans, we're humans. You know, I've said this before. I used to walk to the 500 for my muscles, so I'd give me shoes, and then I camped there. But there used to be a guy outside that goes, that had a huge megaphone, and be like, I guarantee you none of you are going to be going to church today. I guarantee you none of you are going to be hearing the good word of the Lord today. I guarantee you none of you are going to be standing in line like this when you go to, when you die, you're going to be in line to hell because you're not hearing the good word of the Lord today. I guarantee you none of you are going to be preaching the gospel or hearing the gospel. I'm trying to save you. And my mom's like, you don't judge us. The Lord does. I don't want that guy to leave. He has the right to say what he wants to say. We all do. We all have the right to say what we want to say. He may be annoying, but I'm not trying to throw him to the dogs and say, okay, you know. When they're wanting to, like, there was a thing I was reading, where they're wanting to put, like, a good housekeeping seal on businesses, that this has this country's values, or this, like, administrator, basically, like, when Teddy Roosevelt was around, they tried to, they had these legals that they, you could put in your window. Basically, nationalism. You know, like, you need to have a sticker that says that this has the Obama seal of approval, basically, that this country, that this business is in line with nationalism. You know, when they're basically, when companies are basically giving up their citizenship so that they can be now a British-based company because they're more friendly towards business than our country is. You know, when companies are wanting to go overseas and denounce their Americanness and say, okay, now we're going to be a German company or a British company just because what it'd be cheaper to do business over there and manufacture everything over in England just because of all these restrictions that the government is putting on businesses to keep the business, you know. We don't have a more transparent government. We have a less transparent government. They're not trying to make things easier for businesses to open. They're trying to make them harder. That's why all these companies are wanting to leave. And it's just frustrating me because when people ask me, what do you do? I got about 90 seconds left in my program, but they ask me, Kyle, what do we do? Or Glenn Beck, what do we do? We need to come together more in our beliefs, okay? You might believe in God, and I might believe in God, but you might be a Baptist, and I might be a White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and you might be a Greek Orthodox, you might be a Russian Orthodox, you might be a Catholic, you might be an Irish Catholic, okay? Forget it. We all believe in God. We all believe in God. Come together on what we believe. We need to come together as a country and stand by our ideals and our beliefs and what we believe. Support that man for what he believes, not because he's white or black, not because he is someone that, oh, well, see, I like him because Obama's black and I'm black. That's why I voted for him, you know? That's right. And you hate him because you're a cracker. We need to come together on what we believe in ideals, not, oh, you must be a Republican. That's why you're saying this. You must be a Democrat. You're never going to win an argument doing the blame game of Republican versus Democrat. You're going to win this country back by supporting your ideals and your beliefs. Thank you so much, all, to my listeners. You have a great day, and God bless you. Goodbye.